much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
Yes, but does it have papers? If it's got papers, Craig, and some lineage, then and if it gets like a blue ribbon, then you're going to start selling a lot of money. And some high-priced dogs are on display in the next couple of days. We have with us Charlotte Reed, our favorite pet trendologist, and also veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck. They are live at the Westminster Kennel Club Annual Dog Show. Folks, thanks for joining us.
At the cold Westminster Dog Show.
Right. Any sign of a basketball game still going on over there? I mean, you guys are kind of sharing space.
Let
with
me tell you, whether they're four-legged or two-legged, the dogs are competing between Madison Square Garden and the Barclay Center.
Barclay Center. I like that. No pun intended, I suppose. Huh? So this is the 39th annual. Why should people come out and see this in person? I've seen it on TV before.
Well, first of all, I have to correct you because it's the 139th Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. So think about where you were 139 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, you know, this is kind of interesting, too, because it was just a short time ago we watched the Super Bowl, which is, of course, the Super Bowl for football. And then, you know, we had the Kentucky Derby for the horses, and we have the Indianapolis 500 for the cars. But this is the specialty show. This is the championship for the dog world.
What's the talk up to this at this point? Are there, you know, kind of like dogs to watch? What's the kind of the scope that you guys look at when you're there?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because, believe it or not, John Avallo from the Wynn Sportsbook predicts the winner. For the last 4 years, he's been trying to figure out who wins. So his odds are 4-1 that the Portuguese Water Dog, we call him the PWD, the insiders call him the PWD, is going to be the winner. And it's interesting. He's been in the ring the last 2 years in Best in Show and hasn't pulled it off. But I will tell you, his wife has won Best in Show twice.
Can you tell us what it's like? Can anybody go to this show, and can you sort of take us through what it's like, prelims or whatever?
Yeah, well, you know, it's really interesting. Well, first of all, what do you mean by anybody go to this show? Like a dog lover?
Well, like, yeah, Bruce or me. Can we just walk in, or, you know, pay our fee and go in, open to the public kind of thing?
Absolutely. And if you love dogs, this is the show for you. For example, Monday and Tuesday, you have the breed groups. So if you'll get a catalog, you'll go through, you'll see where the golden retrievers are and the Labradors and the French Bulldogs. You might want to see something even as exotic as a Chinese Crested or a new Couton de Talar, and you can walk around the benching area and talk to some of the breeders and handlers. Recognize you might not always be able to pet the dogs because the oils from your hands might ruin the coats. And then you have the opportunity of watching them in the ring and seeing all the other people, and especially the kids, really, really just light up. And it's a great place to find the dog of your dreams.
And, you know, there's like 2,711 dogs registered for this particular show, this dog show this time. And they couldn't all be at Madison Square Garden all the time. So the preliminaries are really held on the river, on the Hudson River, at these huge warehouses. And then the finals are more or less held up at Madison Square Garden in the evening. So you have these masses of people that are just walking through for very, very small fees. They get a chance to visit with the breeders and the handlers, and it's really kind of a great experience during the day. And then, of course, at night is when they have the competition between the best of the best.
And all the people, you know, during the day you shop in your jeans and your T-shirt, and then the real serious dog people are dressed in their tuxedos and gowns.
I always like watching the handlers, and they range from sort of very youthful to some that have been on that carpet many times.
You're right, and I will also say they range from very small to very large.
We're talking about the people and the dogs. I guess we can put them in both categories, too. Let's talk about, I guess, any new breeds or any breeds that are sort of becoming now accepted by the Kennel Club?
Well, the Westminster Kennel Club, you're going to see 192 breeds and varieties. So you look at something like your Golden Retriever, and we know that's a breed. Then you look at something like your Dachshund, which has smooth coat, wire-haired coat. So those are the varieties. Or English Toy Spaniels, for example, we have two varieties. That's my breed. There's never any more than four dogs competing in each variety. But the new dogs are the Coton de Tolar, which is the official dog for Madagascar. And it sounds like it is. Cotton, Coton is cotton. So it's a smaller dog with lots of white, fuzzy hair. And you'll see it in a kept really long coat. It's a very friendly dog, easy to train, except you really do have to brush that hair every day. Most people who like the dog keep it in pet, in a short clip coat. That kind of dog can live in an apartment or in a home and is great with kids. Then the other new breed showing is the wire-haired Vizsla. Now, we all know the smooth-coated version, very athletic dog, very lean. The wire-haired version, just wiry hair, but it needs a home where it's going to be able to run and get lots of exercise.
Who is David Fry sharing the microphone with? David Fry, of course, is the one who gives us sort of the insight into the dogs. Who's also with them for the show? Do you know that?
Yeah, Mary Carrillo is going to be with him for the sixth time this year. And she's a great announcer, too. They really do a great job of giving us the insight about each of the different breeds and what the handlers are supposed to be doing and what we should be looking for. I don't know about you, but every year I try to predetermine who the winner is.
And he's always wrong.
And I'm like, you know, when they start pointing them out, number one, two, three, four. My number one is usually number seven. My number two is usually number six. So there's something wrong with those judges.
Well, my wife's favorite is the standard poodle, or any of the poodles in the different categories. Once they get eliminated, she starts to be a little more grumpy. But so hopefully one of them.
Well, you know, poodles are so great because they're in the non-sporting group. And, you know, people always think of the poodle with the strange haircuts and the pom-poms on its butt. But when you get down to it, you know, all the dogs are beautiful. It's really excitement just to see the show, even if you're sitting with your favorite dog on the couch watching the show on Monday and Tuesday night.
And I guess Monday night it's on CNBC, if I'm not mistaken. And then,
yes.
And USA is the one that gets it on the night when they actually crown the best in show. Our guest today have been the pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and also Dr. Michael Fleck. They are at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Thanks for sharing the time with us this morning.
Thank you so much, and I just want you to know we sit in the second row, so when the dogs line up for Best in Show, we always wave at the camera because there's a good chance you'll see us.
All right.
Good luck to the 117 dogs from Ohio that are competing.
Well, they come from locally here in Ohio as well as all around the world, it seems. There's a lot of people that are really into the dogs and are putting them into this program. Again, thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
You.
Bye-bye.